Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
3 John 2 is the Bible. The Bible is God speaking to us, and the Lord told us that it is His wish, it is His desire that we what? Prosper. Did God tell us that it is His desire that we prosper?
Yes.
Did God tell us that it is His desire that we prosper?
Yes.
Yes. God told us. Right?
Yes.
Is it God's will for us to prosper?
Yes.
Is it God's will for us to be healthy?
Yes.
These two things. These two things. Somebody said, well, no, it's three things. No, it's two. The last thing, He tells us how the two are going to happen.
Yeah. Amen.
Right?
Yes,
right? People have tried to twist this around and say, well, you know, that's all right, but the main thing is that your soul prospers. Well, no, that's not what He said. God said He desired above all things that we would prosper.
Amen.
And that He desired above all things that we'd be in health.
Yeah.
How's it going to happen? Even as our soul prospers. So healing starts inside. Doesn't it?
Yes.
I'm talking about spiritual healing. Healing from God starts inside and then affects the body. Prosperity from God starts inside. Then it affects the pocketbook and the accounts.
Amen.
If you're going to prosper, somebody says, well, I need money. I got to get money and I got to pay my bills. So I got to get money. Money's the main thing I need. Now, the first thing that you require is to be changed in your believing and in your thinking and in your speaking and in your actions. When your soul begins to prosper, as a man thinks in his heart, that's how he is. If you think you're poor, you'll be poor. Do you know that there are quite a few people, quite a few of them, poor people with money? Quite a few of them. There's a lot of people that have money that are not prosperous. In fact, they're tormented by it. Always scared they're going to lose it. Always, you know, laying awake at night trying to figure out how to keep it and how to keep somebody from getting it. And it's sad. You know, people got money, got lots of money in the bank and won't enjoy anything. Drive old raggedy car and won't live in a nice place and won't do anything for their kids. They got money, but they're still poor. You see what I'm saying? They're poor inside. Well, friend, understand that. If that's possible, then you can be rich with no money. If you can have money and still be a poor person, then you could have no money but be a rich person right now. Well, if you get this, this will help you now.
Yes.
How many understand you got to believe you're saved before you feel like it?
That's right?
Right? When must you believe you're healed? Before you look and feel healed. When must you believe that you're a rich person? Exactly the same way you must believe. So you must just take the Word of God by faith, when it says that you have been made the righteousness of God in Christ, that's not based on how you feel.
Amen.
That's not based on your perfect performance of the past. Jesus became sin. Him who knew no sin was made to be sin. He never committed a sin, but He received our sin and He took it and He bore it. Why? So that we who have known sin and done sin could be made the righteousness of God in Christ. That's got nothing to do with how you feel.
Amen.
You either believe it or you don't.
That's right. Amen.
And you believe that you are when you don't feel like it.
Amen.
Right? That's what faith is all about. When you walk by faith, you're not walking by feelings or by what you see or by reasoning. You just accept what He said.
Amen.
He also said, by His stripes you're healed.
Yes.
You just accept it. You call it that way. No matter what the report says, no matter what you feel. You also accept that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you, through his poverty, might be rich. Has it happened? I'm saved. I'm healed. I'm rich. Someone said, but I got no money. You're not listening. And as you prosper inside, now I know from whence I speak. I grew up poor. I know. My grandparents were poor. My parents were poor. I mean, you know, we didn't have an indoor bathroom till I was in high school. They don't feel sorry for me because we had plenty to eat and we loved each other. We were wealthy in other ways. But, you know, we just didn't think wealthy. You just didn't think that way. Everybody I knew, you just don't think that way. I mean, you know, you don't ever think about getting something new. You fix what you got. You know, you weld it. You tie it up. Little duct tape, little wire, drive it another 25,000 miles or 50. Huh? Don't pull that tire off. It's got a tread left. That's got a tread on there. It's a lot of good running in that tire. Now see, when you think like that, you are poor inside. You're not just poor out here. You're poor in your soul. Your soul is not prospering. You save all the margarine bowls. And every time you go through the drive-thru and all them little plastic forks and the packs with the salt and the pepper, little paper, you got all of those from 10 years back. You got drawers full of them. Somebody said, what's wrong with that? Everything. That is not okay. Where are you saving that? Answer the question now. Why are you saving that? Huh? Might need it. You might need it sometime because you just never know. Huh? Which is not a scripture. Not a scripture. Ungodly, wrong. When would you need it? You might have 2,000 people show up at your house and need plastic forks to eat out on the yard. I don't think so. If you're going to prosper outwardly, what has to happen first? You have to prosper in your soul, which is why we're teaching on these things. We're going to take our time. We've already been talking about it. Man, you know, I'm thinking I'm spending so much time on this when I got so much other stuff here. But that's all right. Because you're not ready for, you know, 8 times 9 if you can't do 2 plus 2. Right? I mean, you ain't no need in going to that. So how many understand now? How are we going to prosper? As, according to the Bible, God told us, is it his will for us to prosper? See, you understand that millions have never crossed that hurdle.
That's right.
I mean, you got all kind of Christians. I mean, in this town and in this state that think, you know, a few, it's God's will to prosper and he's chosen to make them wealthy. But, you know, a lot of people, it's just not God's will. And some people can serve God, you know, being broke, and they honor God in their poverty. And people believe all this. Yeah. Never mind, they have no scripture for it, but they believe it. And they preach it.
Yeah.
But you have to overcome that first. Is it God's will for you to prosper financially and materially?
Yes.
Now, see, if you're not sure about that, then you're not ready for anything else. You've got to stay on this till you get this settled. And if you come to the conclusion, you say, well, no, I just don't believe it's God's will for everybody to be wealthy financially and materially, then it is impossible for you to have faith for it. You could not, you could never have faith for it if you believe it is not God's will for you to have it.
That's right.
Which would explain why you don't have it. Right? I've had people want to get, you know, sassy with me and go, well, I don't believe it like that. And I say, well, you won't be bothered with it. I don't believe in all that healing stuff. Well, you won't be troubled with it. You won't be bothered with it. I don't believe in that prosperity. Well, you won't be bothered. Why? Because these signs follow them that don't believe it.
No.
No, those who do.
Amen.
Those who do. How many hear these testimonies every week? Are these wonderful? Had a person come one time and about healing. Going to take me to task about it. They said, well, now, you know, we don't believe like that at my church, they said. I said, okay. They said, well, we don't. And I said, well, all right. We do. I still love you. Well, they said, well, our preacher don't preach that. And I've never seen any healings in our church, they said. I said, well, now, could there be a connection here? I said. I said, now, y'all don't preach it. He said, no. And y'all don't believe it. He said, no. I said, and y'all don't have it either, do you? He said, well, no, I've never seen any healings in our church. I said, well, now think about this. We preach it all the time. And we believe it. And we're reading testimonies every week. Are you calling all these people liars who wrote these testimonies in? Well, no. Wouldn't they know if they got healed or not?
Amen.
I didn't tell them to say it. They said it.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
You preach it and believe it, you'll have it.
Amen.
You don't preach it, you doubt it, you won't.
Right. Amen.
Right? Well, we do believe it. I said, we do. First, you must prosper in your soul. Quit saving all the plastic forks. We might need it. You ever heard that? Yeah, but we might need it. We might need it. That is expecting to have hard times. We better put something back for a rainy day. No, you shouldn't. Saving's fine. Putting something back for hard times is not okay. Saving is great. Planning on hard times is terrible. Did you hear me?
Yes.
Do you understand the difference now?
Yes.
Can you save without expecting tragedy in the future? Certainly you can. We'll put something up for a rainy day. What does that mean? Hard time. Something bad coming up. You'd be ready. Well, save. That's great. But don't talk about rainy days and don't expect hard times.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The God of Isaac, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R402. That's R402, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.